Bibles. I just want to talk about a Christian service tonight in 2 Corinthians 13:5. It just says this: examine yourselves. I put my glasses up. I can't read without glasses. Examine yourselves as to whether you're in faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that you are not disqualified. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your blessings in life. Lord, we thank you for every prayer that you've answered this week, every person that you've helped through. And Lord, let us be grateful for that. Let us serve you with our whole heart, and we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, I went for a physical, and I'm in good shape, I tell you. I figured some of y'all would say, huh. But you know, doctor says there's nothing wrong with your heart. Your heart pumps great. I got good news and bad news, and nothing, you're not going to die of a heart attack right now, I don't think. But also, he said, don't know why you get dizzy. So he said, you have to go to another doctor. He said, I'm a heart doctor. And we just had a good time. And, you know, I go to a doctor for a checkup at least twice a year. And I hope you do too. But, you know, we ought to check ourselves out spiritually too also. And it says, examine yourselves as to whether or not you're in the faith. You know, when you ask God to give you a checkup, and you let the Word of God literally check your lives, you ought to know that you have that personal relationship with the living Lord. I tell you what, I've been through more circumstances in my life in the last few years than I ever thought possible. And every time that I lay down and I'm there, I just say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's for anything. He's there with you. And I believe if you know him and you trust his word, you know, even though we walk through these valleys, man, we walk through the valleys, don't we? And I've heard testimonies from Zach and how God had just got him out of one situation just in the nick of time. It's not an accident. It's God working in our lives, you see. He's concerned about every little situation in our lives. And our lives ought to be in good running condition if we have a spiritual checkup. And I want to ask you something tonight, ask you some questions, and you look at yourself, okay? I think Paul was talking to the Corinthians here when he said, examine yourself. Do you have a vital relationship tonight with God? Ask yourself that. Do you have a vital relationship? I'm not saying are you perfect in life. You're not going to be perfect in this life. We have our problems in our life, and we have things that go wrong in our life. And sometimes we lose our tempers, and sometimes we say things that we shouldn't say, and sometimes we're doing things that we probably shouldn't do. But do you have a vital relationship in your life? And I'm asking you, if you frequently in your life talk to God, live for him, do you do that? Perhaps we go to church. I know a lot of people go to church. And perhaps we pray, but do you really know God and give him the praise for everything? You see, if I didn't know that, I'd want to know that in my life tonight, that if something comes up in my life, I know the Father in heaven is watching over me every step of the way. You know, I know that I'm saved. I know that. I know that nothing can pluck me out of the Father's hand. I know that I've got a home prepared for me in heaven. I have that assurance that if I die tonight, right before we get through speaking here, you can rest assured that this old boy is in the arms of God. I'm not perfect. I didn't say that. But I have a living relationship with the Heavenly Father. And I see Him working in my life. And I give Him praise for that. It's nothing that I do. It's just God working. Because years ago, I said, Lord, I want You to control my life. I want You to live through me, just like it says here. Test yourselves. Do you know that, yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Now, we ought to know that. He's in us. So, do you have a vital relationship with Jesus Christ? You know, when we sing a song, Teddy did a wonderful job. The choir, you did a wonderful job this morning. The young people did a wonderful job this morning. Man, they can carry a tune. But if you can't carry a tune in a bucket, that beautiful song don't turn out too good, does it? No, it's you're out of tune. And this is the way many church members are in their relationship to Jesus Christ. Now, they come to church on Sunday morning. Some of them, we might stand and we might raise our hands. And if that's what you do, that's all right. You see? But let me tell you something. That will not get you into heaven. You see? You may sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and all them other Christian words. But if you don't have that right relationship with God, let me tell you something. You're missing out on something. You see? I believe if we stand up and say, praise God, hallelujah, and love the Lord, nothing is going to interfere with our relationship with Him that will bring me back to His house. And I'm afraid a lot of our church members are missing that altogether. They would not pass this test, you know. I love them little songs. Like, you know, the songs that we sing are just a blessing to our heart. And, you know, I love the little songs that we sing growing up. I've got the joy, joy, joy and stuff like that down in my heart. You know, I love that. I've got peace like a river in my heart, flowing through my heart. Folks, if we know we have that right relationship with God, man, that is an examination in ourselves that ought to make us walk by faith in Jesus Christ. You see, it's not that you claim to be a Christian. Anybody can claim to be a Christian, but it's how you live that life. You see, it's not baptism, it's not Lord's Supper, it's not the good works that we do, it's not church membership. Those things won't get you to heaven. It's that repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And you knowing in your heart that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. We have to be connected to the vine so that we bear His fruit. Not something that we do, but Christ's fruit. You see, I don't worry too much anymore. I used to worry, oh man, you get up and preach a sermon, don't anybody come? No, somebody don't come. In Baptist churches, we preach a lot of services, nobody comes. But let me tell you, it's not up to me to get somebody to come down. I think we just need to preach the Word and let the Holy Spirit deal with people. And He will deal with people. Then there's another thing. I like Brother Bill, and he taught these little children, and he always says, it's the fourth book, Matthew, Mark, Luke, what was that last one? John. You know, do you know your Bible? Think about it. Do you really know what the Bible says? Now, you don't have to know it word by word. That's one thing we're trying to do with these verses, learn some verses through the year, memorize these verses. And I know some of you that don't remember them and some of you forget them. But, you know, I have heard stories about people asking questions in the Bible. And like one person says, who was what was Golgotha? And the boy stood up and said, that was the giant that David slew. You see? That's not right, is it? We don't know our Bible, do we? And it bothers me sometimes that people don't know the Word of God, and we misquote the Word of God so many times. We need, I believe, in our churches, a better understanding of what's in the Bible and where it's to be found, and a working knowledge of what God's Word says. It surprises me how many times we have people say, "Preacher, I don't know if I have my salvation." They're afraid they lost it. And let me tell you something. If you were ever saved, you're still saved. You cannot lose your salvation. If you could, God wouldn't be God, would He? You see, when God saves you, then He does the keeping. And if somebody can come along and pluck you out of His Father's hand, then that somebody is stronger than God. It don't make sense that you can lose something that you had nothing to do with. You see, God saved you. He gave you the faith to believe. We need to understand that. And time after time again, I have people say, "Well, I hope I go to heaven." Man, we ought to know the Bible well enough that we know we have assurance in our Lord and Savior. Christians need to know the Bible. Now, how's your knowledge of it? Do you have a vital relationship with God tonight where you know that you know that you know that nothing can separate you from His love and that you are saved? And then let me ask you something. How clean is your body tonight? You see, the Bible says we are to be vessels of honor. Our bodies are to be kept spiritually clean. You see, the Bible says here that this is the dwelling place of God. Our body is the temple of God here. And He lives right here in my heart. I love it when little kids say, you know, they understand that God has come into their life, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, He's there. You know, let me tell you something. I know when I do something wrong. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's here. And the Holy Spirit says, "Listen, you did wrong." There's a brokenness in that fellowship immediately. You know when you sin, you see? Because our bodies are the dwelling place of God's Holy Spirit. And He says, "Don't you know that you are the temple of God?" We need to be reminded of that truth. I think Brother Jay said it one time in one of his Bible studies. Listen, when you go out those doors, wherever you go, whether it's in Walmart, whether it's in Brookshire's, whether it's in a grocery store somewhere or a shopping mall, listen, the Holy Spirit is with you. He's right with you every single day as you take off and go to Dallas in your car. God is there. You don't leave Him at the house. You don't leave Him at the church. He's with you everywhere you go. And most of us, you know, we need to realize that God is there. He sees, He knows everything that you do, what you take in to your body. Now, most of us, let me say this. Sometimes our houses are a little bit cluttered, aren't they? I know some of you, I just don't mean they're unmade beds, you know, or dishes in the sink or something like that, or trash. I say I'm coming over and say, "Oh, don't come over, preacher. I haven't cleaned the house yet." Well, let me tell you something. God knows your house. He's in here. You don't want it cluttered with all kinds of trash. He said, "I want you to be a vessel of honor." So, you know, watch what you watch on television. Watch what you do when you go somewhere. You know, I told my sister, now she is, I would say, not ashamed to tell you how the cow eats the cabbage. And we were going over to the nursing home, and we were going to check on Mother, and they hadn't done exactly everything just it right. Let's say it that way. And I went down the hall to see Mother. She was still asleep, but I could hear my sister down the hall. And she was telling those nurses, you know, they needed to straighten up and fly right under no circumstances. That was her mother, and they were going to either do better or they were going to have to find another place to work. And I walked back down there and I said, "Sissy," I said, "I think you've said enough. You know, let's don't get too far. Let's just settle down." And you know, that's the way we are in our lives. Sometimes we let all kind of things come in. Check your life. See what you're watching. See what you're doing. See what you're saying. See what you're listening to. You see, we need to watch what we say, watch what we do, and watch what we watch. God says, "I want you to be clean and a vessel of honor." And oh, it feels so good when you know your life is pleasing towards God, and you know that if something happens, you don't have to wait and say, "Wait, God, I've got to clean up some areas." No, you ought to be ready every day in your life. You know, how are your attitudes towards God and the Word? Now, here's where most of us fail, I believe, or take a long look. You know, what we think. The Bible says, out of the heart flow the issues of life, doesn't it? Out of the heart flow the issues of life. What do you do with your life every day? Solomon says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What kind of attitude you wake up in? Mood, you see? That characterizes your life, doesn't it? What's in the well, the old saying is, will come up in the bucket. Amen. Is it always negative? Some people are always looking on the negative side of things. You know, I don't like negative things. I want to be positive. You know? Are you harsh towards people? Are you kind towards people? It makes a lot of difference in the way they see you. Are you always happy in the Lord? Smiling? You know, I love to see people smile. I tell you what, there's some of you just smile all the time. I've seen this little sign, smile, and make people wonder what you're up to. You see? I heard a guy tell me, he said, "They don't trust me because I smile too much." I said, "Well, you know, are you like Christ in your life? Do you have that kind of life where people know that you are saved?" The Lord wants us to be joyful. The Lord wants us to show love. The Lord wants us to show compassion. Examine yourself to see whether or not you're in the faith. You see, don't be jumping the gun. Don't be blaming others. Don't be grumpy towards other people. Don't, you know, put on that happy face and live for Christ. I tell you what, sometimes it's hard for me because I am one of these guys that like to run in somewhere and run out and get it done and go on. And, you know, someone's always cutting in front of you in line and stuff like that. It's hard not to just reach up by the hair and pull them, you know. Say, "No, you're not going to do that." But you just have to be happy. I won't do that. I won't say that. Just ask yourself, do I forgive people when they've done me wrong? Do you really forgive them? Or do I hold a grudge against them? I'm glad y'all didn't know me several years ago. I had a hot temper. I tell you, I just was hot-headed. And I said one thing, "Lord, would you take that away from me?" And you know what? He has. He's taken it away. I don't get angry anymore like I used to. I don't explode in it like I used to. And it's only, you can only give that to God. He does what you ask him to do. He'll make you what you need to be made. Maybe the problems we have with people are not with other people, but right here in our own heart. You see? Our attitude is shown by the words and how we walk our daily life. And these people in Corinthians weren't living like they should be. Paul says, examine yourself. Look at these things in your life. And last, do you have a vital witness for Christ? Think about that now. Do you have a vital witness for Christ? You know, Paul said the Corinthians needed to take a long look at themselves because they were stumbling along the way. They weren't moving like God wanted to move. Do we have that same problem? Do people we work around know that we are Christians? I tell you, I worked around some guys that they weren't very good Christians at all, you know? But because of God's grace and God's power, we can change. We can change in our life. I heard only last week, a member in our church, someone said, you know, I see the look of Christ upon their face since they've been coming to church here, and since they've been since they got saved. And you know, that was a great testimony. I see the look of Christ upon their face, and I thought, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Nothing better could be said about a person's life, I don't believe. How about your witness? Man, that's a witness in itself, to know that you have the look of Christ in your life. People look at your life and say, man, since they got saved, they have changed. Man, that's a good testimony. Jesus will show us the needs in our life tonight if we really want him to. The problem is some of us don't want him to show us those needs, do we? We want to be changed, but yet when it comes to things changing in our life, we really don't want Christ to show us where we need to change. Well, friends, I pray that you let God fill you with his power and fill you with his spirit, that this week you will know that Christ lives in you. Examine yourself and see if you need a new commitment to God. Folks, a lot of us, that's all we need, is to renew our commitment to God and start trusting him and believing in him. You know, he does work in our lives. I see it every day. And listen, when you have a prayer request, write it down. Write it down. Put it on your phone, whatever, so that you can go back and say, thank you, Lord, for answering that prayer for me. It'll build your faith. It'll give you strength. And you'll know that God, he's not through with you yet. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these that are here tonight. And Lord, I thank you for the love that you give, that we can share with other people. And tonight, Lord, if somebody needs to make a new commitment to you, Lord, let them do it tonight. Let them recommit their life to you. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.